This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Escaping Denver, Batch 3, Episode 4, The Tried and True.
This seat taken?
No, you're good.
Coffee's not bad for a secret lab at the center of the Earth.
You think we're that far down?
Didn't you hear? The Earth is flat. The center isn't that far down.
I think you might be mistaken there.
Why? Is there proof that it's round?
Oh, I think they might have run a test or two.
This is news to me. What tests?
Honestly, I don't know, but they ran them.
Seems pretty suspect to me.
Well, we've seen it from space, you know, footage and all, and it's super spherical, so.
Oh, wow. You're actually one of those people that believes you've been to space.
Yeah. I can't tell if you're joking anymore.
I am. I think it just fell flat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let's get those hands together!
I know. What? Already weird to hear Sarah chatting with someone new, but this lady at the end? Tone it down a tad bit. It's like she doesn't know she's the welcoming committee to an evil organization. To save you some questioning, it does sound like they're at the beginning of a corporate onboard. Sarah seems to have gotten herself wrapped into the new hires, which I guess it's smart, provided she doesn't get caught.
Let's get those hands together. Come on, everybody. All right. How's everybody doing today? Nice. I know this may be a lot to take in. Been a whirlwind of a morning.
If she smiles any wider, the top of her head is gonna fall off.
My name is Kat. Like the animal, but with a K. I'm your English-speaking HR representative. If anyone didn't quite understand what I just said, you may be in the wrong room. Se kumnata jedle analiska avoroche ludi. Right. Like I said, my name is Kat, and you can reach me at any time to set up a meeting just to chat. Whatever. I'm easy. I'll update your smart bands with my contact info now.
Where's your watch thing?
I forgot to take mine.
Is there a problem?
No, not at all. We're just talking about how much we love our watches that we both have.
Aw, thank you. Our smart bands are more than just watches. They are an essential tool. On your smart band, you can message key members of leadership directly, get alerts and updates, and even use it as a map to help guide you through our dynamic facility. The smart band also acts as a key for you to gain access to everywhere you're granted access to, your quarters, your employment sectors, and even the mess hall.
I'm sorry to keep popping in on you, but I didn't want you to miss it. Remember what Alan said in 302? He said that the real tracker is implanted in them. So this whole watch doodad is really just a red herring. Or I guess it could be a redundancy. But either way, at some point, someone is going to notice that Sarah's missing hers when a door doesn't open or something. She's playing with fire.
Do we use the watches to pay for food?
Great question. Yes. While you can use your smart band to obtain snacks from the commissary, all food in the mess hall is complimentary. It's one of the many ways we like to say thank you. We're going to go through a few slides on the basics of using your smart bands. This should be enough to get you started. A detailed guide can be found in the introductory packages you all received for a deeper dive.
How do we take them off?
Great question. Simply put, you don't. Due to the unique security requirements of the facility, wearing your smart band is mandatory.
So we shower with them on?
Great question. Love a follow-up. Absolutely. Like many things you will come across in this facility, your smart bands are state-of-the-art and designed to withstand extreme pressures, temperatures, and moisture levels.
Wait, are we expecting to get into extreme pressures and temperatures?
Expecting to? No. But we have a saying here. There is no such thing as overprepared. When the time and need arises, you either are or aren't. Now for our first slide.
I'm not sure you answered.
You are just a curious bunch this morning. I love knowledge. We love knowledge. You'll get nothing but transparency from me. But before we travel too far down the knowledge track, I think we better take a moment at the terms and conditions station. Let's give it up for General Pomakov!
My name is General Pomakov, but you can call me Sir. My job here is containment, both physically and intellectually. I will be thorough and ruthless in the execution of my job. Make no mistake, you know what you signed up for. If you're expecting a feelings brigade, think again. We are paid exceptionally well to do what we do. Some of you are here because of your talents, some because of your moral compass, but nobody is here by accident. Fall in line, and this will be a great 6 months filled with enlightenment, financial fulfillment, and a sense of purpose. But any attempt to remove anything from this facility will be treated as treason and punished accordingly. We operate outside the government, so all of these societal protections you cling to are gone. Death is absolutely a possible repercussion for transgression. So save the it's not life or death for the accounting firms, because here it very much is. What we do matters. However, contrary to what you might think, outside the government is not synonymous with villainous. We stand on the very precipice of a war you've never heard of. A war that's only ever being narrowly avoided by us. We operate the way we do because our allegiance is to mankind and not the borders and boundaries that they have constructed. And I will protect the sanctity of that mission with the ferocity of a starving wolf. Do you understand?
That was General Pomakov, ladies, gentlemen, and non-binary folks. Do we have any questions at the moment? Or shall we press on? Righto. Slide one. My smart band and me.
Hello and welcome back, officially. I'm on the rooftop once again. Being cooped up all day feels, I guess, like torture. Almost as torturous as having to sit through a corporate onboarding from an evil organization that's been keeping you captive. There's something about the bureaucracy that I find way more disturbing than the creatures. What is Sarah thinking? She's in way too deep. I mean, Dale already knows she doesn't have the smart band thing. And that General Pomakov? Real charmer. Sounded like he was going to give himself a heart attack. He's on brand for what we come to expect from the collective. This pleasant, welcoming shit is what's really giving me the heebies. I mean, that HR lady is giving me serious Venus flytrap vibes. It's crazy. I don't know if you caught it in the last episode, but somebody mentioned that their job was a 6-month contract. So We know that fresh people are coming into the facility at least twice a year. So here's my question. What do they do with them after the 6 months? Either they kill them, or there are people walking among us who know exactly what's going on down there. The danger in speaking out must be so dire for it not to make headline news. I mean, what kind of threats must the collective make to keep people silent? And before we get too excited, I only have one more recording from Sarah. Try not to read into it too much. She's tough and clever. There'll be more. Noah, on the other hand, was apparently so smelly that he raised his own red flag. I imagine it's a day three at Burning Man kind of bad. And now some robotic scenthound, playfully named the Puncher, is actively hunting him. And it's for sure the same thing that killed that body that Noah found on his way up, and what they had to outrun in the vents. So, hopefully this time around, they're able to pull out the win again. Let's get back with Sarah.
This is one of our six mess halls where we feature food from around the world, tailored specifically to your tastes. As with all other amenities, our food service is available 24 hours a day.
But isn't this place closed now?
Great question. While food service is available 24 hours a day, each of the six mess halls takes a six-hour break each day to ensure proper prep and maintenance of the space. A full timetable is available on your smartband, but a physical copy was left in the welcome package in each of your rooms. Here, you will place an order at one of the 12 kiosks by clicking on the available menu, choosing your items, and signing out with your smartband.
Didn't you say the food was free?
Great question. While food is 100% complimentary, the smartbands help us monitor what foods we need to stock and at what frequency. As you can imagine, with a facility such as ours, we attempt to minimize waste where we can. Now, after you've signed out...
But why would we need our smartbands for that? Couldn't you monitor the inventory from what's ordered? Isn't knowing what each of us eat and when a little overkill?
Great question. As we order this food in bulk 6 months at a time, this data helps us prepare adequately for the next cohort of contractors. There's no such thing as overprepared. When the time and need arises, you either are or aren't.
I don't understand.
What is your name?
Dale.
Well, Dale, I'd be happy to take any number of your questions after the tour to help clarify things.
Why can't...
What he's trying to say is, how does this cohort inform what the next cohort will need in terms of food if it's all tailored to our tastes?
Great question.
Maureen Parker.
Great question, Maureen Parker. While I can't speak to the specifics, I know you'd be surprised at how similar the cohorts tend to be. Everyone here is a needle in a haystack, chosen specifically for their respective jobs. Yes, there was a lengthy vetting process that very few made it through, but that only makes you all the much more specific. When talking about the 1% of the 1%, the overlap in personality traits, tastes, and even behaviors can be predictable. Any other questions?
No, thank you.
Righto. If you'll follow me, we're going to continue with the tour. We've walked through the communal spaces, and you'll have plenty of time to explore your residential wings. In the meantime, as a fun treat, we're going to poke our heads into a few of the off-limit areas to show you why we can't go messing about. Follow me! Each level of the facility has a unique layout, so it's important to note which level you're on. We're on H, meaning we've just come from Hall H.
Hey, watch this wonder. You shouldn't have chimed in and put yourself on their radar. It was a risky move. Remember that Pamukov guy? I don't think they like rule breaking.
I just forgot my watch.
Save it. We all got the smart bands when we got on the elevator. You took yours off, and while I don't care why, I bet they will. And what's with the name change? You lying to me or them?
Them. I don't like to be called out, and I didn't want it to affect my real reputation.
Well, you tarnished your own reputation by associating yourself with me.
I had to chime in. You were clearly poking the bear.
I was testing the fences.
Listen, you don't want to play with these guys, because they're definitely not playing.
done a tour down here?
No, but I've heard things.
We've all heard things, but have you ever met someone who's actually spent time down here? Me neither.
What about you? You said you're a botanist, but knew about corporate onboarding. Was the private security thing real?
Nah. Although I have bounced around a bit corporate-wise.
As a botanist?
Yeah. You're picturing me in a greenhouse or out in the wilds. I'm not that kind of botanist.
Okay, well, what kind are you? Dramatic pause.
No, it's hard to explain without you thinking I'm an asshole.
Try me.
I'm one of those genetically engineer food and copyright the seeds kind of botanists.
Yep. You're right, definitely asshole vibes.
Yeah, it wasn't my goal, and it's not like I own the copyrights to anything I've worked on, but in order to do what I want to do, I've had to work for the kind of companies that will let me.
What is it that you want to do?
Save the world. End famine.
Oh, so like minor goals.
Yeah, I guess. I'd love for us to do it with ancient species of plants, but the reality is we've outgrown the hand God has dealt us. And if we want to keep going, we're going to have to invent new ways. The planet is simply not designed to have 8 billion apex predators running around.
Apex presumes we're at the top of the food chain.
We are.
Not down here.
Crowden, come on. Get to know each other. Righto. Before we proceed into this wing, I have a bit of a safety announcement. If anyone experiences vertigo or has a history of acrophobia, please speak up now. Perfect. We're going to go into a wing that is restricted to everyone except under very specific circumstances. And even then, it is rare. Some of the rooms we'll come across exist elsewhere in the facility and are equally restricted. We're going to have to take a look at some of the massive machinery that keeps this place running. And if we're lucky, we'll get to pop our heads into one of the air circulation shafts, which are a treat. As the machinery is quite loud, I will ask that you all take a pair of earplugs before entering. Here you go. Here you go. One for you. Keep coming, folks. Watch your step and keep your arms inside the walkway.
Can you not mess with my phone right now? I need you to focus.
My ability to multitask would blow your socks off. And I'm not messing. I'm doing that recording thing you're so fond of.
How did you get in?
You signed in earlier.
And you memorized my password?
You say it as though I have a choice. I'm recording because you, on the other hand, can forget. And we have much to discuss.
What's there to discuss? They have my scent. I'm going to get a dozen holes stomped into me by a robot spider called Puncher the instant I leave here, and maybe even before that. I'm screwed. I don't need a fucking recording to remind me of that.
Are you done having your little fit? We've spoken about you not sweating. And maybe, just maybe, imagine a world where I know more than you do. Do I seem bothered?
Bothered? You don't even seem human. You're like this emotionless librarian robot.
Do I seem bothered?
No.
Yes, they have your scent, and a truly emotionless robot spider has been given the direction to hunt and kill you.
Ugh. I'm going to be sick.
Keep it in. Right now, at least for a while, you are devoid of scent. My soap has certain qualities that ensure the full destruction of the bacteria that cause smell.
But it has my scent.
Just that terrible musk you waltzed in here with.
It's still me. Extra smelly or barely smelly, it's the same me.
Nuance. If it had a nose of a hound, it'd be able to pick apart any smell into the base components. But more importantly, it'd be able to tell the nuance of the smell. It'd be able to pick up the grease and grime of the tunnels, the days of stale meat, the smoke from the bonfires. It'd be able to contextualize what they mean. Nuance. It's not in that poor robot's programming. It works on math, and the smart math, based on the makeup of that scent, is back in those tunnels.
But I need to use those tunnels.
No. It would be convenient, yes. But not the only way to get back. Sarah got to me from the caverns, using a different route.
You can't expect me to use the main hallways.
Hide in plain sight.
That's heist movie nonsense. To just do a thing with confidence to sell that there's nothing wrong. I'm not Danny Ocean. I A, don't know the way, B, don't know the rules, and C, don't want to.
Then you die. Which is a pity, as the world needs more curious minds.
It can't be your plan or death. There has to be another option.
There is. I'm sure of it. But this is your best one. Life is not a given down here. You're going to have to work for it, no matter what you decide.
I need to think.
And I'd like to say take your time. But we both know that's not an option.
This will work?
You're not the first lost soul I've sent back into the woods.
Fine, I'm in. But give me back my phone. I'll type this up as a note. You need to speak slowly.
I will, provided you learn quickly.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Idiot, no. Right. Green door. Yeah, Archivist said I'd know it when I saw it, but how far is it? I've been walking for ages. Getting to the green door is only step one of 12 for getting me back down to the biodome cavern. Step one! I almost wish I took my chances going back the way I came. This is so stressful. Keep a constant pace so not to look suspicious or they will find and kill you. I mean, pressure much? At least the other way, I was only contending with the angry robot and the Archivist hooked me up with a way to...
Yeah, perfect. You.
Me?
Yeah, you. Come over here and give me a hand with something.
I don't know if I'm supposed to.
Supposed to? You're an adult. How do you... Oh, it's that time of year, isn't it?
I don't...
Of course you don't know. You're so fresh you ain't even come out of your shell yet. Don't know how I didn't spot it. Guess you newbies don't usually make it this deep.
I got lost.
Even the lost ones. So... What's it gonna be?
You
gonna help me or what?
Easy.
Take a breath. I get it. You're lost. Whether it's because you got a bum sense of direction or not enough sense to stay in line, I don't care. I need help shifting a Soviet-era console, and you clearly need help getting back to where you started. You help me, I help you. Good?
Yes.
Almost confident. Love it. Follow me.
What is this place?
Transformer room.
Like for power?
Well, it ain't talking about robot cars. Of course it's for power. We have some incredible sources down here, but not all the systems play nice with one another.
And a transformer acts like a handshake between them?
Sure.
I would have thought the transformer needed to be, I don't know, bigger for a facility this size?
Absolutely. They could be 100 times bigger.
Well, exactly.
Well, the good news is you're not wrong. There are well over 100 of these rooms, most of which I've never had to step foot in.
Are they all...
outdated piles of junk?
I was gonna say unsophisticated.
Same. And, no. Most are sleek and modern and fancy looking. Like stepping into an art gallery. We try not to rely on some of the, outdated pieces.
But,
One of the labs went boom a while back. Took a handful of scientists and about 1 million square feet of facility off the grid. Never seen anything like it.
The ship.
So you heard. Makes sense. You hear all the good stories in your first few days. That's why I'm down here trying to patch this ancient system into the post-Berlin Wall era. Trying to redirect power to that grid until we, you know, get it fixed proper.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard they were still looking for the people who did it. The explosion.
Did you? Looks like the story's changed since I heard it. Heard it was just another lab mishap.
Just another?
I'll admit. Wanna grab that in?
Here?
Yeah. We're just gonna shift it towards the wall. Good?
Yeah.
On three. One, two. Thanks. I'll admit, it's been a bad couple of weeks. One of the new labs downstairs also exploded, which I'm sure you heard about. Well, yeah. Apparently they could feel the blast all the way on the upper floors. Luckily, that's on a new grid we don't use yet, so it's somebody else's problem. But these things happen. That's why we're paid the big bucks. Ah! There it is.
That's why you need my help? A plastic card?
Well, neither of us have dainty enough arms to slide it out.
Couldn't use a stick.
I went looking for a stick and I found you. A real plan pivot. Mind helping me move it back?
That it?
Yep.
Great. Now, how do I get back?
Where are you headed?
Well...
Doesn't know where he's coming from or heading. You really are lost.
I know there was a green door.
Well, that makes it easier. It's just around the corner. You got access beyond that? Because I don't know how you even got this deep.
Yeah, I got this bracelet thing.
Ugh, hate those finicky wireless doodads. That's why I still use an access card. Tried and true.
Your access card was under there? What would you have done if you didn't find me? Wouldn't you be trapped down here?
If not for you, would have found a stick. If I couldn't find a stick, I'd just move on. I still have a stack of these cards from before the watch systems you're sporting came into play. Tuck them in my gear so I can't get locked in or out of anywhere, as they open damn near everything. Like I said, tried and true.
Then why did you even bother going after your
card? Because they're not making any more of them, even if I have plenty. And because when management sees my flippant disregard of their security measures, they tend to care. Who doesn't love getting chastised in their 50s, but I just assume not, you know?
Yeah, I get it. The hassle.
The hassle. Well, I'm gonna get back at it. You good to find your way?
Head left?
Head left.
Then, yeah, I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, all right, we're hugging. Okay. You... Be safe, new guy.
You too, tried and true.
Shit, holy shit, holy shit. Be cool, Noah, be cool. Green door, green door, green door. Here we go. Perfect. Washrooms. Yeah. Okay. Did you hear that? You too, tried and true. I am getting good at this. When I get out of here, I could go into espionage. Maybe I am Danny Ocean. And you probably couldn't even hear the best part. I was so slick. When I went in for the hug, I totally swiped one of his access cards. Just plucked it from his pocket. This means I can leave this bracelet the Archivist gave me behind and stop being tracked. I can go old school and make it back to the cavern. Hell, it may even get me out of here.
He was doing so well, too. See, the old Noah might have been hooped at the first hello, let alone a lengthy interaction with some sort of technician, but come on. I mean, who doesn't check for feet? I check for feet even when I'm using just the urinals. Who doesn't check? Now he's in it. Again. Let's see what that adrenaline does for him and how he gets out of this. But that is a next episode problem. What I want to address are two sentences we just blew past. The first was from the Archivist. He said that Noah was not the first lost soul he sent back into the woods. Who is he talking about? Are there other escaped lab rats running around, or did he just mean lost people in general? Shoot me an email and let me know, because I know there's something there. The second piece is an unfinished thought from Noah. He mentions that the Archivist gave him something, but we didn't get to what it was before that technician interrupted. Is it a weapon? A tool? Long-range radio? What? All right. Well, this is as good a place as any. As always, escapingdenverpod@gmail.com. Send me your thoughts, your theories, or join the discussion on Reddit at r/escapingdenver. Thank you to CuriousCast for your support on this journey, and come back next week for another episode of Escaping Denver.